How's it going, guys? It is 4:41 a.m., January 29th, Sunday here in Japan. We have a medium difficulty question for pathology slash dermatology for step one. Very similar questions show up on the NBME exam, so I'll tell you exactly what you need to know about all these answer choices. High yield points here. Before we get started, please subscribe to my channel. I really appreciate it. Give the video a like. Really appreciate it. Find me on Instagram at melman_medical, MHLMAN_medical. Links down below. Find me on Telegram. The links to the Telegram group and channel down below. Now start the clip. 14-year-old girl. She has 24-hour history of blisters on her trunk. No significant past medical history. No medication history. Examination shows tense bullae in the torso. Biopsy shows subepidermal blister formations. A direct immunofluorescence is shown. I'll talk about this image as we move to the question, which is which of the following structure is most likely to be targeting this patient. So let's just whip through the answer choice here. Choice A, adherens junction, wrong fucking answer. Low yield for USMLE. Adherens is within the word cadherins. Cadherins are proteins that compose adherens junctions. Cadherins, CA. Okay, cadherins, calcium dependent. So adherens junctions are composed of cadherins, which are calcium dependent proteins. And adherens junctions bridge epithelial cells between their actin cytoskeletons. Okay, they bridge the actin cytoskeletons of adjacent epithelial cells. In this case, wrong fucking answer. Choice B, desmosome, wrong answer. This would refer to pemphigus vulgaris, which is going to be antibodies against desmosome or against desmoglein, which is a protein that composes desmosomes. These are within the epidermis and they bridge epithelial cells side to side horizontally. So pemphigus vulgaris is idiopathic autoimmune and it's worse than bullous pemphigoid, which I'll talk about as well in a moment. Pemphigus vulgaris often presents with oral lesions. It presents with a positive Nikolsky sign, which is sloughing of the skin with friction. Don't confuse with Stevens-Johnson syndrome or toxic epidermal necrolysis, which would be a positive Nikolsky sign following drugs such as trimethoprim sulfamethoxazole, TMPSMX. This patient has no medication history. So pemphigus vulgaris, desmosomes, desmoglein proteins, positive Nikolsky sign, often oral lesions, okay? And in addition, pemphigus vulgaris, you would get intraepidermal blister formations, not subepidermal. Because as I just fucking said, these proteins are within the epidermis. They're not subepidermal. Wrong fucking answer. Choice C, gap junction, wrong answer. Low yield for USMLE. You just need to know that these allow ion passage between cells. They're located within the heart, within the myocardium in particular, and they allow for electrical synchronization, okay? Cardiac electrical synchrony within the myocardium. And there is one question on offline NBME 3 for step one. Okay, we have NBME 30 right now. NBME 3, I believe it is, where they show an electron micrograph of a gap junction. Absolute garbage. Wrong fucking answer. Choice DME desmosome, correct answer. So this is bullous pemphigoid diagnosis. This is antibodies literally against bullous pemphigoid antigen, which I've seen as an answer on NBME. So these are located at the dermal epidermal junction. Okay, these hemidesmosomes are what hold the dermis to the epidermis, locate the basement membrane. That's why we have this linear immunofluorescence here. Okay, so when you get a question, anything with a linear pattern, you know that's antibodies directed against the basement membrane. So you're going to see that for bullous pemphigoid, hemidesmosomes, as well as tangentially good pasture syndrome. Okay, that's going to be a male, 20s to 40s, hemoptysis, hematuria, and that's anti-GBM, okay, glomerular basement membrane, anti-collagen 4 antibodies. So bullous pemphigoid, not as bad as pemphigus vulgaris. In bullous pemphigoid, we often do not have oral lesions. We do not have a Nikolsky sign, okay? So that meant sloughing of the skin friction, as I mentioned just before. So not as bad. And we have subepidermal blister formations, okay? That's how they can describe them in questions. Pemphigus vulgaris, the intraepidermal, okay? So subepidermal here. So, and of course, same as with PV, we make sure that there's no medications given recently because we don't want to conflate with, or slash confuse with SJS or TN. Real quick, tight junction, actually high yield, okay? So they like asking these on PATH and BME questions. You need to know that they're composed of claudins and occludins, but what you need to know is that these prevent solutes moving between cells, and they are the answer on USMLE if they ask what is disrupted in the setting of inflammation when you have swelling or any type of radio contrast visualized moving between cells. Sounds weird, not my fucking opinion, okay? So for example, they give a question where there's a patient with Crohn's disease versus a healthy patient, and they inject radio-labeled dye into the colon, and the patient who has Crohn's disease, that radio-labeled dye is picked up in the circulation, and they say disruption of which the following structures is responsible for this presentation. The answer is tight junction. Okay, and then they also give a question where they give a bee sting where there's swelling at the area, and they ask why, and the answer is downregulation of tight junctions. Okay, so these are high yield for USMLE. Wrong fucking answer. You know the deal. I'm gonna continue to make more content. I feel like my stuff. Subscribe my channel. And I appreciate your time. That's it.